Chapter 11. The Nature of Man and Woman. Man was created to subdue. Woman was created to assist. God made them that way. God created man with a nature that is aggressive and then commanded him to exercise dominion over the earth. Genesis 1:28. He created the male sex with an extra dose of testosterone, which provokes him to want to work hard, conquer everything in his path, and subdue all things. That is why the male sex is at the forefront of military conquests, exploration, architecture, science, inventions, etc. No woman would ever go out and tame a wild horse and make a rope out of its mane and tail and then go out and find a bear and lasso it just to prove that she could, laughing the whole time. If women were the inventors, they would make minivans. Men make four-wheel drive vehicles and then modify them so they will stand higher and drive faster. They will even put a winch on the front so they can traverse places meant only for alligators or mountain goats. Men fly to the moon, climb treacherous mountains, fight wild animals, challenge each other at any sport, and laugh with loud, hilarious delight the whole time. They like to play or watch games where they knock each other down just to prove who is the strongest and toughest. Everything they do must end with a testosterone-driven climax. And they think we ladies are hard to understand. A woman can do about anything a man can do. But it is always the men who invent it, and then eventually invite the ladies along just to make it more interesting. A few ladies will always step out and play the men's games, trying to prove a gender point. The men don't need a point to prove. They just need to vent. Men are different. We must face it. Thankfully, men and women were not created alike. Men were created with traits that I do not want as part of me. But when I married, it was, of course, to one of those strange male creatures with those traits. When we ladies discover traits in a man, like sensitivity, spirituality, and understanding, we are thrilled because they contrast so starkly with the many coarser, invisible traits that so strongly drive his nature. After all, having a nature to subdue all things, he likes best a woman who will give him a token struggle and then surrenders to his wit, charm, and strength. He must thoroughly conquer. It is a battle I always enjoy losing. I like to be conquered and consumed by my man. That is my created nature.